This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Another day, and the news cycle is still in love with these comments from Mitt Romney from a private fundraiser back in May. The video was put out there by the magazine Mother Jones. Romney says 47% of Americans pay no net income tax, ergo they are predisposed to vote for President Obama.
All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they're entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. But that's an entitlement, and government should give it to them. And they will vote for this president no matter what.
Now, we love to do the numbers here at Marketplace, so let's have a go at this one. Here's Marketplace's Queen Akim with a look at the 47%.
According to the Tax Policy Center, it's actually 46.4%. About half these folks are poor, low-income, or elderly. And the other half are mostly in the middle class. Robertson Williams is a senior fellow at the center. He says many of these folks may not pay federal income tax, but...
It's very hard to avoid tax. You buy a tank of gasoline, you pay a federal excise tax. You buy cigarettes or tobacco, you pay a federal excise tax. You fly in an airplane, you pay those excise taxes. So these people do pay taxes.
And everybody who has a job has to pay federal taxes for Social Security and Medicare. At a press conference late last night, Mitt Romney said he stands by his statement in the video.
It's a question and answer, as I recall, about the process of the campaign and how I'm going to get the 51 or 52% I need.
But as it turns out, a 2010 AP GFK poll found that about 27% of Americans who make under $30,000, many of whom probably don't pay federal income tax, identify as Republican. I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.